corporate behind and pivoted my career online and took my coaching and mentorship and expertise, put it in the service of women who are just like me.
Welcome back to For Entrepreneurs by Entrepreneurs. I'm Eric Verde. Joining us this week is Hala Chobani with Next Level Entrepreneurs. She's got an amazing backstory. She's going to tell you, you know, where she grew up, where she moved, where she lives now, and then what she's doing business and entrepreneurial-wise. You're going to love listening to her, watching her. Her energy is infectious. I just met her 20 minutes ago, but I can tell what a ball bundle of energy she is. And one thing, and we didn't even talk about this, I love that you are insightful. You ask pointed questions. I imagine you do that in your business when you're helping, coaching, teaching entrepreneurs. So Hala, welcome to For Entrepreneurs by Entrepreneurs. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Eric. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So give our listeners and viewers your backstory, Hala.
Yeah, for sure. So today, as you know, I'm an intuitive business coach, but just, 10 years ago, my life was just so different. I'm a first generation Middle Eastern immigrant in America. I had grown up in the Middle East, in Lebanon specifically. I lived my first 16 years of life in underground shelters for the most part, as Lebanon was going through a civil war. So since I was born till I was 16, most of my life was in shelters. We'd go to school one day and then we hear the sirens, bombing is gonna start again. We go back to our shelters. Most nights I did my homework on candlelight. But this is just the backstory. This created such a huge drive in me to discover like more. And there's so much more in life that we can do, that we can accomplish. So, war ended. I did my bachelor in business administration. I started my MBA, got started on working with great multinational companies. And even though I had good opportunities myself and good experience, opportunities in general for our family were scarce. So my husband and I and our daughter, we moved to the U.S. in 2006, and we were focused on building a better life for ourselves, which at the time, the only way we knew how to build a better life was work as hard as you can, right? That's what most of people who come to another country do. We just work as hard as we can. And I did this for 15 years in corporate and various leadership roles. I spent my professional life climbing the corporate ladder, working sometimes 65 to 70 hours a week. And when you do this consistently for years, and it happened to me, I was burned out. I was completely out of alignment and unfulfilled by what I do and ready for change once again in my life. So when I thought of that, I'm like, what else could I do? What else could I be doing that lights me up, that brings me that meaningful feeling that I'm looking for? Coaching and mentoring immediately came to mind because that was my favorite part of every role I took. This was my favorite part of it. It was meaningful and it made an impact in people's lives. So I made a pivot. I pivoted my career. 2016, I decided to leave corporate behind and pivoted my career online and took my coaching and mentorship and expertise, put it in the service of women who are just like me, who need it. And that's it. That's how things started.
That's quite a backstory. So is your husband Lebanese also?
He is Lebanese, yes.
And you have one child, a daughter? Is that?
I have two daughters. I'm a mom of two, and they are now teens, 11 and 14.
Oh, my God. That's the exact same age as my kids. I have two boys, 11 and 14.
No way. And then let me tell you, time is flying so quick. Like, I look at them, and I can't believe it. I'm like, where did the time go?
I know. Are you guys, you're in Canada right now, in Toronto?
Yeah, so 2013, I was working for Target at the time in the U.S., and Target did their first international expansion into Canada, and I was part of that team, came to Canada, hired thousands of people, trained thousands of people, opened 150 retail stores in 2 years. So much work got done. It was amazing. But like I said, at the end, I was feeling definitely burned out and ready for something different.
So in 2016, you decided to take a leap of faith and start your coaching and mentoring business. Was there like a pivotal moment that happened that you decided to do this? Or was it just, man, I'm fed up with 65, 70 hours a week, as you said, working in the corporate world? Was there no personal fulfillment? Like what triggered you to go out and coach and mentor other entrepreneurs?
Prompted me for change was that I felt there's something missing. Even though I was working all these hours, I felt I wasn't using my full potential. There's so much more that I could be doing to help people that need help. Not that my job wasn't meaningful, it was great, and I was working a beautiful, like a great corporation, but it wasn't for me at that time. It wasn't alignment with who I had become coming here and growing as a leader here. I felt that I could use people just like me, people like me, and I'm talking ethnic minorities. I'm talking immigrants. I'm talking women who didn't find their voice yet, women who fell into a certain role, a certain job, a certain career because they had to at one time. While we had to at one time, we no longer have to do this. The world is our oyster. Things have changed. And we need to change with it. We can live a happy life. The biggest thing that I wanted to be happy. I didn't care about money, status. I just wanted to be happy in every aspect of my life. I had a great family, great husband, kids, but I felt my career wasn't there yet. Crazy, right? When I say this story and some of my closest friends, they tell me, Hala, we've always looked at you and we're inspired by what you do, by what you're doing. The fact that you don't feel it was enough is crazy. But it's not that I felt it wasn't enough. I felt I could do more. I can help more people. So I took the leap and did the first year pro bono business strategy with different women. I wasn't 100% sure of how I'm going to get started. And probably it wasn't until like 2018, end of 2018, that I started branding my business as Next Level Entrepreneurs, offering my services, offering mentorships where I help women redirect their life in a way that is more aligned with who they are, shine a light on like a superpower that we uncover together through our work, through our mentorship. They uncover their uniqueness, their superpower, and start building a business that is aligned with that, what they love, so they can make an impact on the world.
So that's a great segue into my next question. Like, so I believe that every successful entrepreneur and business owner has, they can be in their own niche or their own field, right? But they have something that they do in their business very, very well. I call it their entrepreneurial superpower. So what would your entrepreneurial superpower be?
I would definitely say my intuition. And the way I use it in my business coaching and in my mentorships to help my clients connect with their own intuition, open up the channels to their inner self and start leaning into that more to guide them. Coming from the corporate world, coming from professional background, even working, almost all my clients come from corporate or 9-to-5. They're high achieving women that reached that level of success but still felt unfulfilled. And this is the work we do. It's not because they're unfulfilled in what they do, but they're not using their full power. They're not using everything that's inside. And that's where I help them through my intuition open up those channels. But intuition exists for all of us, whether we acknowledge it or not. The more we lean into it, the more we can use it to shape our life and carve a path that makes us truly happy. And this is the work that we do. This is a starting point for us to get started on a new direction and a new pivot for them.
So are you happy with what you're doing now?
Very happy. Like, I wanted flexibility. I wanted to do meaningful work. I wanted to connect with more women who are just like me. You know, they're ambitious. They want more out of life. I'm not ashamed to say anymore. I want everything out of life. And I want, at one point in my life, whether it's because of limiting beliefs or whatever it is, I felt like that I couldn't say I want more out of life. People thought I was ungrateful, but I'm not. I just want to use everything that God put for us and all this potential that I feel he put in me. I want to use it. And I want to help the women who feel this way as well use their full potential.
So then this next question, I want to go back to 2016 when you took that entrepreneurial leap. You said you started out that first year, year and a half, when everything pro bono, kind of getting your feet wet. If you were to start over today, like if you were dropped off on a desert island and you needed to start your business, your entrepreneurial career over today, what would the first week and month look like? What would you do different? Because I know if I look back, you know, on anything that I've ever started, there's, if I'm giving my today self, my former self advice, I would definitely give myself advice. So what, you know, what does your first week and month look like if you're starting over?
Well, this is such a good question, Eric, honestly, because I would do things differently. Back then when I was starting, like there were so many things, even though I had built certain leadership skills, I was missing self-discovery. I didn't know almost who I was. And today I feel like I know myself so much better than I did years ago. So the first thing I would say for anyone that wants to do something different, it's because they're feeling something is missing. So get clear on what is it that's missing. And how do you do that is get clear on what is it that you want? Who are you today? What are your values today? What lights you up today? What kind of work is meaningful? So asking ourselves questions, keep on asking ourselves questions to get to the bottom of who we are. This was the first time in my life that I did this inner work, that I dove deep to find the answers within. Up until then, I was trying to find the answers for a better life or a happy life outside of me, all this and that. But when I felt that something is missing, I was determined to find it. I wanted to look for it. And I asked myself, I researched, how do I do this? I asked myself the right questions. And this is what I do exactly with my clients. Our first month together, Eric, is all about self-discovery. Before we go into setting their goals, we can't set goals for things we don't know where they're going to take us. First month is self-discovery. Who are they? What do they value today in their life? Not what they valued 10 years ago. Today, what makes them happy? Today, what's going to bring meaning, fulfillment to them? How does that look like in life? What does that mean? What's the vision? What do you see yourself? What do you see yourself doing in 2 years? That's our starting point. The inner work and the self-discovery. Once we're clear, and once I was clear on what I wanted and what's going to light me up, then it was easy to get it done. Then it's just about follow a framework or a strategy. But the beginning, that's the hardest work. And I see that sometimes with some entrepreneurs who are struggling or who fall into a hustle mode. It's because they don't align. They're not aligning the outside, the actions with the inside. And once we align, once we tap into that inner compass that we all have, our intuition, and use it to guide us to when there's a decision to make, I'm not saying don't be rational. I'm a rational person. I've used my mind, my conscious mind all my life to make decisions. But what if on top of that, we used our intuition to decide between two choices? What if on top of it, we leaned into what feels good, that gut feeling? It's scientifically proven that our gut has millions of neurons that actually, when you say, my gut is telling me that is true, just follow it. So definitely self-discovery in the beginning.
So then after you do this self-discovery period, you tap in the framework and strategies, and how long do you typically work with entrepreneurs to get their business turned around and take it to the next level? Is that a monthly process? Is that an ongoing retainer? Is that consulting? Like what's that look like for you?
Yeah, I do consulting because I love strategy. Like there's someone, an entrepreneur, they have one single hurdle that is bothering them, they want to get over. This is where I do my best work because we get into it and we figure out ideas and routes to do. But aside from that, I work as far as mentorships with my clients. 3 months mentorship at a minimum, where we do this inner discovery and then we move into building their online business, building their personal brand online, defining, you know, what's their superpower, what services they're going to get paid for, what services they can help that person get a result, get a transformation. We focus on their ICA, on their ideal client. Who is that aligned person? Because we could be working with so many people. But do we want to work with everyone, or we want to work with a certain type of people? For me, I want to work with people who maybe have had challenges in their life and they feel like I can do more. I feel I have more in me, but they're not able to get there. This is my favorite client because I was that person and I felt that all my life. So I feel I connect with them and we're able to work together to birth a great business for them that is completely soul-led and fueled by their passion. We don't feel fears. But when I'm working with my clients, no one has told me throughout the process that they're afraid, because when you're led by your passion, by that fire, nothing can stop you. There's no fears that hold you back or stand in the way. So that's what we do. We do the offers, and then the framework I use, it's a four-phase framework that I built through my own experience. And the last two stages are building their online authority, showing up, using their voice, sharing their message, impacting people, connecting, translating those likes and comments into connections, and reaching the people that really need us.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. You can tell how passionate I am about it.
I do. You said taking those likes and comments into connections. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're all going for, is connections with other human beings and other entrepreneurs and business owners, where it's not seen as a one-way relationship. It is actually felt as a connection. So tell us about your courses and your free course and your class.
Yeah, so my signature program is the Business Builder Accelerator, and this is a 3 months done with you business building experience, where we empower professionals to monetize their expertise and build their online business from scratch. So I teach them how to start, how to grow the business, how to package their knowledge, what's best to start with, one-on-one, group programs, depending on who they are. There's no one recipe that fits all. Some people love to do one-on-one. Some people want to jump into group programs. Some people want to do speaking. It depends on who they are. We just find the best avenue, the best method to deliver their message. It doesn't matter what others are doing. It's what they feel aligned with. And we grow their business. We teach them how to generate leads, how to create consistent income. And this is just the beginning. Like, I have a big vision for where I'm taking my business, Next Level Entrepreneurs. I see it going into a hub for anyone interested in becoming an entrepreneur, where they learn not just what tools and strategy I need to follow, but everything that they need to be successful. That could be mindset work. God knows how important that is. That could be leadership skills. There could be where we connect them with a virtual assistant, with social media managers. So I have a big vision for my business, and I feel like it's growing steadily the way I want it. And I'm very happy with that because I'm able to do it and still be there present with my kids, with my family, available for them. And I do it for them. I said I have two girls, and me coming from this Middle Eastern background where I've seen a lot of disparity between how men are viewed and how women are viewed, it's important for me to do this for my kids, for my girls, and for other women as well.
Awesome. Well, I love your name, Next Level Entrepreneurs. That's a brilliant name. So how would, let's wrap it up. How would listeners, viewers find you, learn more about you if they wanted to have a consultation call or talk? How would they find you?
Yes, absolutely. The best way to reach me directly is through email, hello@nextlevelentrepreneurs.com. Or they can check my website, nextlevelentrepreneurs.com as well. They'll see everything about my business, about my story, the programs that we have. And I actually do have a little present, a free guide that I'd like to give. And I know, Eric, you're going to put the link in the...
Absolutely.
And it's 6 keys to nail your career transition from employee to entrepreneur. These are 6 lessons, 6 things I thought about that I needed and they would need to know of if they're moving their career, pivoting into entrepreneurship. So I would love for them. And if there's someone here today looking to, reignite their career, they're doing something good, they're making great money, but they don't feel motivated, they want to ignite their career, I'd love to invite them for a complimentary session that they can book with me where I can, answer their questions, ease their fears. I would love that.
Awesome. Hala, thank you so much for joining us this week. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. I'm so happy that we got to connect and share, and thank you for offering your platform for me as well.
You did awesome. That was Hala Chobani with Next Level Entrepreneurs, episode 34, for entrepreneurs, by entrepreneurs, and we are out.